All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving deep into this lecture on James 2.8.13. It's all about this idea of a royal law, and we're going to unpack what makes it so royal and how it, get this, applies to our lives today. Even if you're not, super into the Bible, this one's for you.
It's really interesting how this passage connects, like treating people differently based on their, wealth or status, like showing partiality to breaking this royal law.
Okay, so let's break this down, this whole royal law thing. The lecturer, Dr. Bauer, he kind of explains it as this command to love your neighbor as yourself, which Jesus, really highlighted as like the heart of God's law.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating is that this royal law is also called the law of liberty. Now, that might sound a little contradictory, right? How can a law, which we usually think is like restricting our freedom, actually be about liberty?
That's what I thought too, but Dr. Bauer's take on it is it's pretty thought-provoking. He's suggesting that we're actually bound by like all these internal desires and selfish tendencies and all that. So the law, when we understand it through Christ, it actually helps us break free from all that self-centeredness so we can really connect with and love others.
Yeah, it's like flipping the script on how we usually view freedom. Instead of freedom being about just doing whatever we want, it becomes about like being liberated from those things that prevent us from being our best selves.
Wow, never thought about it like that. So how does partiality, like how does that fit into all of this? I mean, is it really that big of a deal?
Dr. Bauer, he argues that showing partiality goes directly against this royal law because it prevents us from fully loving our neighbor as ourselves. Like when we're judging and treating people differently based on outward appearances, we're not really extending that love,
Yeah, makes sense. But how serious is this, really? I mean, we all make snap judgments sometimes.
Well, that's where it gets interesting. Dr. Bauer emphasizes that breaking any part of God's law, it's like breaking the whole thing. And he explains that this is because God, the one who gave us the law, is one unified being.
Okay.
So even something that might seem small, like showing partiality, has big implications because it reflects a disconnect from God's will.
I see what you mean. So it's not just about following a list of rules, but about reflecting God's character in all we do.
Exactly. And this connects to a pretty powerful idea that Dr. Bauer brings up. He uses this phrase, you work sin. He's saying our actions have real consequences. It's not just about believing the right things. It's about living it out, like in how we treat others.
So it's more than just having faith. It's about putting that faith into action.
Exactly. And this leads us to the lecture's focus on mercy and justice. We often see these as opposites, but Dr. Bauer argues that they actually go hand in hand.
Okay, now this is where I'm intrigued. Tell me more about that connection between mercy and justice.
So Dr. Bauer explains that God's mercy doesn't just erase the need for justice. He actually says a world without justice wouldn't be truly merciful.
Oh, that's interesting. How so?
Well, think about it. Without justice, those who've been wronged would never experience like healing or restoration. Mercy and justice, they kind of need to work together to create a world that's both like compassionate and fair.
So how does all this apply to, to us? I mean, it's one thing to talk about God's mercy and justice, but how does that like translate into our everyday lives?
Well, that's where it gets really practical. Dr. Bauer stresses that we'll all be judged according to this law of liberty. But good news, he says that mercy triumphs over judgment, especially for those who've shown mercy to others.
So it's not just about avoiding punishment, it's about living in a way that reflects God's mercy and extending that same mercy to others.
Exactly. And he really highlights showing mercy to the poor as like a key way to express love in this context. Remember those examples of partiality we talked about earlier, where people were treated differently based on their economic status?
Yeah, I remember. So it sounds like Dr. Bauer is calling us to look beyond those superficial differences and see the inherent value in every person.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to this idea of true freedom. His point is that true freedom doesn't come from just doing whatever we want. It comes from aligning ourselves with God's will, as expressed in this royal law of love.
Yeah, that really challenges our modern assumptions about freedom, doesn't it? We tend to think of freedom as being unrestricted. But Dr. Bauer is suggesting it's actually about like choosing to live in a way that's consistent with God's design for us.
Pretty radical shift in perspective. And he gets into some interesting nuances about how this law of liberty isn't about blindly following rules. He argues that just mechanically following the letter of the law without understanding the spirit behind it can be like incredibly restrictive.
Wait, so he's saying that just going through the motions of following the rules isn't enough?
Right. What's fascinating is that he sees true freedom as coming from a deep understanding of the law's purpose, which is ultimately about love. He even argues that the law has even greater significance for Christians than it did in the Old Testament.
Now, that's interesting. Why would that be? I mean, wouldn't the law be the law, regardless of whether you're talking about the Old or New Testament?
That's where Jesus comes in. Dr. Bauer explains that Jesus both embraced and transformed the law. He didn't just leave it as it was. He revealed its true ethical structure, centering it on that command to love.
Okay.
This means that every other commandment needs to be understood through that lens of love.
So it's not about checking off a to-do list of rules. It's about allowing the principle of love to guide our actions and shape how we see the world.
Exactly. And this raises a really important question. If showing partiality is a violation of this royal law of love, what other seemingly small actions or attitudes might also be going against this core principle?
That's a great question. It really makes you stop and think about those subtle biases or prejudices we might have that influence how we treat others, even if we don't realize it.
And remember, Dr. Bauer pointed out that violating any part of the law is like violating the whole thing, because God, the lawgiver, is one.
It's all interconnected, isn't it? Like a tapestry where each thread contributes to the overall picture.
Precisely. And this unity highlights just how serious even what we might consider minor infractions really are. It's a reminder that our actions have like ripple effects, impacting both our relationship with God and our relationships with others.
Dr. Bauer also brought up this interesting point about the word transgressor. He said it doesn't just refer to a specific action, but also to an attitude of rebellion, a deliberate rejection of authority. I thought that was a really powerful distinction.
Absolutely. And this is where this whole concept of freedom becomes even more complex. If true freedom comes from aligning ourselves with God's will, then transgression or rebellion is like choosing a self-imposed bondage. We're essentially choosing to remain slaves to our own selfish desires.
It's like we're trading true, lasting freedom for a fleeting sense of autonomy that ultimately leads to greater restriction.
Right. And that ties back to Dr. Bauer's earlier point about how we're often bound by our own internal desires rather than external forces.
He even suggested that the law, rather than restricting freedom, actually makes true freedom possible. It's like the law provides the framework or the tools we need to break free from those internal chains of selfishness.
It's a pretty mind-blowing perspective, isn't it? It challenges us to really rethink our assumptions about law, freedom, and what it truly means to live a fulfilling life.
You know, it all circles back to that core concept of love, which Dr. Bauer kept emphasizing throughout the lecture. He even implied the acts of adultery and murder are forms of transgression,
right,
because they ultimately violate the love command.
That's right. It's a powerful reminder that love isn't just a feeling. It's a choice, a way of being in the world that requires action and intentionality.
And choosing love, even when it's difficult, is what ultimately leads to true freedom and wholeness.
Dr. Bauer concludes by emphasizing that this call to love, this royal law, has profound implications for how we view and interact with others, particularly those who are different from us or who hold different social positions.
It's a call to see the inherent worth and dignity in every person, regardless of their background or circumstances.
And to treat each other with the same mercy and compassion that we ourselves hope to receive.
It's like he's saying that true love has to be rooted in respect and a recognition of the other person's inherent value.
Absolutely. And this connects back to that tension Dr. Bauer mentioned between mercy and justice. To truly love someone means holding them accountable for their actions, not just sweeping things under the rug in the name of mercy.
That's a really nuanced perspective. It suggests that true love isn't always easy or comfortable. Sometimes it requires us to speak the truth, even when it's difficult, and to uphold principles of fairness and justice.
And this accountability, as Dr. Bauer explains, actually affirms the other person's personhood. It recognizes their capacity for choice and growth, rather than treating them like an object or someone incapable of taking responsibility for their actions.
So it's about empowering people to become their best selves, not just enabling their negative behavior.
Precisely. It's about creating a space where both grace and accountability can coexist, fostering genuine transformation and growth.
This whole lecture has really made me think about how I, approach relationships and interact with others. It's a challenge to move beyond superficial judgments and really see people through the lens of this royal law of love.
It's a lifelong journey, isn't it? Continually striving to embody this love in our thoughts, words, and actions. And Dr. Bauer reminds us that we're not alone in this pursuit. We have access to God's mercy, which empowers us to extend that same mercy to others.
It's like a beautiful cycle, receiving mercy and then offering it freely to those around us. It's a reminder that we're all interconnected, and our actions have the power to create a ripple effect of compassion and justice in the world.
And that's a powerful thought to leave with, isn't it? As you go about your day, ask yourself, how can I embody this royal law of love in my interactions today? What small act of mercy or justice can I offer?
It's about recognizing that even seemingly small choices can have a profound impact, contributing to a world where everyone feels seen, valued, and loved.
So let's dive deep into this royal law of love and see how it can transform our lives and the world around us.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep seeking those aha moments that make life so rich and rewarding.
And remember, the journey of discovery never truly ends. There's always more to learn, more to experience, and more ways to grow in love and understanding.
You know, this whole mercy and justice thing working together really stuck with me. I always thought of them as like separate. But Dr. Bauer, he makes a good point about how they're intertwined.
It is a powerful idea.
Yeah.
And it really gets to like the core of what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves. Sometimes loving well means, you know, having those tough conversations, setting boundaries, even holding people accountable, you know, for their actions. It's not always about being nice or agreeable.
Right. And that makes me think about how we often like shy away from conflict, especially in our culture that emphasizes individual freedom and personal choice. But it seems like Dr. Bauer is saying that true love sometimes requires us to like push back against those tendencies and engage in those difficult conversations, even if it means making someone uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that he isn't advocating for like harsh judgment or condemnation. He's talking about approaching those conversations with compassion, understanding, recognizing that, you know, everyone makes mistakes and that growth is a process.
So it's about finding that balance between grace and accountability.
Exactly.
Recognizing that people can change and grow, but also that actions have consequences.
Yeah, and it's not always easy to find that balance. It takes discernment, wisdom, a willingness to be uncomfortable. But Dr. Bauer reminds us, you know, we don't have to do this alone. We can rely on God's guidance and grace to help us, you know, navigate these complex situations.
It makes this whole royal law thing less intimidating and more like a guiding principle for how to live a more, you know, meaningful and connected life. It's not about achieving some kind of moral perfection, but about striving to, you know, embody love in all our interactions and recognizing that we'll stumble along the way.
It's a journey. And we're all on it together. But by like grounding ourselves in this royal law of love, we can start to create a world that's more just, more compassionate, more free, a world where, you know, everyone has the opportunity to flourish and reach their full potential.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you hope our listener walks away with today?
I think the most important thing to remember is that love, it isn't just a feeling, it's a choice. It's a choice we make every single day in how we treat ourselves, how we interact with others, how we engage with the world around us. And that choice, even in the smallest expressions, it has the power to transform lives and make a real difference.
That's a great point. And thank you for joining us on this deep dive into James 2.8.13. We hope you found it insightful and challenging.
Remember, the journey of learning and discovery, it never truly ends. So keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep seeking those aha moments that make life so rich and rewarding.
Thanks for listening, everybody.